The annual assessment by the Economic Development Group, Greater New Orleans Incorporated, comes as one of its priority projects, reforming flood insurance, sailed through the U.S. Senate. The organization is also celebrating what it sees as a glowing economic climate for Southeast Louisiana. The group known as GNO Inc. has been a leading force in changing legislation that would have drastically raised flood insurance rates throughout the country. GNO Inc. President Michael Hecht said the bipartisan effort shows Louisiana as a national leader for economic development.
From little old Greater New Orleans, we can not only fix problems for Louisiana, we can fix problems for the nation.
He told about 1,600 people gathered for the group's annual meeting that times are good. He said New Orleans has tens of billions of dollars worth of projects in the works.
In past years, if we had $1 billion of projects in the entire state, it was a decent year. And now we have $1 billion in each parish.
Hecht says one of the most important elements of continued success depends on workforce development.
We're going to experience the challenges associated with growth because for the first time in decades, we're actually growing. These are growing pains. These are a good thing, all right? But if we don't engage them in a positive way, we're not going to be able to grow into greatness. Growing into greatness is about growing intelligently.
Outgoing board chairman Greg Rusevich says there's a key project that must be finished to keep the region growing.
We have just got to secure direct international flights to Europe, UK, and then to South and Central America.
Incoming chairwoman Patricia LeBlanc says it will be a top priority. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.